Hello, relatives. It's Dr. Hammerschlag. Welcome to this week's Schlagbite for February 28, 2005, entitled Hatatli, Portrait of a Healer. David Johns is an internationally acclaimed painter whose powerful portraits hang in collections all over the world. He was commissioned to paint a 50-foot dome that rises above the sixth floor of an office building in Phoenix. Reminiscent of the classic Renaissance tradition, it is the Native American equivalent of the Dome of the Sistine Chapel, and an awesome sight. David is a traditional Navajo man, raised on a remote reservation and faithful to its traditions. A roadman, a spiritual leader in the Native American church, he is also a sun dancer in the Lakota tradition. We have sat and sung together, listened to each other's stories, met his families. I respect him as a man and healer and call him brother. Among the Navajo, as in most Native American tribes, healers have always been artists. In addition to their medicinal talents, they were weavers, carvers, musicians, and painters. This was the part of themselves that kept them in balance, and that was crucial to doing healing work. In the language of modern psychology, art is a multidimensional representation of the unconscious. The painter or sculptor connects with his or her intuitive soul and channels that vision into being. I am fortunate to have some of his pieces, but I do not have one of his portraits. After David dropped by to visit last fall, we agreed it was time to have one, and I commissioned him to paint a portrait of a Hatatli, a Navajo medicine man, a healer. Not just the face, I told him. Put something around him that represents the source of his healing power. Last Sunday, David came by with a painting. We blessed its arrival and then sat down and talked about it. David said that when he began the piece, he started with the background. Those are the colors of the four directions, the seasons, the four winds, and the elements. Black, the color of the north, is nighttime, and it is the element of air and sky. East is white, the dawn, represents the earth, and blue is south, the daytime, and the element water. And west is yellow, twilight, and the element fire. The Hatatli's power comes from all of nature. Then I painted his face. Look at his eyes, he said. They're not looking at you. They are looking beyond you. The Hatatli sees things that most people cannot. The arrowheads represent the strength of our ancestors, the stone people. The clouds and lightning are the thunder beings who water the earth and ignite her spirit. The flicker feather, small but powerful, carries our prayers skyward. The leaf I put in last, it's from a cottonwood tree. They used to grow in the washes where I grew up. It's for the plant people who provide our medicine. And then I added that drop of water, which is how we mix our herbs. A single drop of pure water is good medicine. My eyes were continually drawn to the leaf. Why did you put the leaf right there in the middle of the neck? I asked him. And David said, it just fit. And then I told him about my thyroid surgery, which he knew nothing about. They took out the left lobe of my thyroid, which included a benign, fluid-filled cyst. Exactly where that water drop is painted on the leaf. My throat is an enormous source of my power, as a storyteller, as a doctor, a healer. Somehow, through his unconscious channeling, David focused on my neck as the place to put that healing drop of medicine. Every time I look at that Hatatli hanging in my office, I see the power of the healer. A healer, a person who can access his own unconscious, and who can penetrate into the unconscious of his patients and create a healing metaphor that makes visible a way for them to move beyond their suffering. Hatatli, a good healer. So that's what I'm thinking. Remember the Healing Cafe discussion forum? Let me know what you're thinking. Have a great week. So long.